From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Syrian activists reported Wednesday that rebel shelling and government airstrikes near Damascus killed at least 36 people. The new violence erupted in the hours before Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif arrived in the Syrian capital. He headed straight into talks with President Bashar al-Assad about Tehran's new plan to end Syria's years-long civil war that it wants to offer to the United Nations. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors violence in the country, said rebel shelling began during the morning. The attacks killed 5 people, wounding 60 others. The watchdog group said government fighter jets responded with attacks on rebel-held areas in the Damascus suburbs, killing 31, injuring more than 120 others. China allowed the value of its currency to drop again Wednesday, prompting a second consecutive decline in major stock markets around the world. A weaker currency could boost China's economic growth by making Chinese-made exports less expensive for foreign buyers. Investors may be worried that this intervention signals that growth in the world's second-largest economy is slowing more than they first thought. Beijing's change in currency exchange policy brought criticism from some members of the U.S. Congress, who say it continues a practice that gives Chinese exporters an unfair advantage and thus hurts American jobs. China's central bank, which strictly controls the currency, says the move is meant to make the value of the yuan more market-oriented. The International Monetary Fund welcomed the step. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has taken strong action in response to the latest sexual abuse allegations against UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. He asked for and accepted the resignation of his top envoy in the CAR, Lieutenant General Babacar Gaye, a longtime Senegalese diplomat and military officer. At a hastily called news conference Wednesday, the UN chief said, although General Gaye had served tirelessly at the head of the UN mission, he wanted to send a strong message. Sexual exploitation and abuse is a global scourge and a systemic challenge that demands a systemic response, Bon said. Russia is for the first time hosting talks with Syria's main opposition group, the Syrian National Coalition, as part of a push for dialogue with Damascus. Russian political analysts say the Kremlin is softening its unwavering support for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, but fears his removal from power would embolden Islamist terrorists. VOA's Daniel Scharf reports from Moscow.
The Syrian National Coalition boycotted Russia-hosted talks in February and April, which failed to make progress. But the SNC believes the Kremlin has softened its support for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Russian political analysts say rebels and jihadists have weakened the Syrian leader, forcing Moscow to reassess its position. Haidar Jamal is chairman of the Islamic Committee of Russia and a political commentator.
I think that Moscow accepted as a positive fact and of Assad's regime is trying to save all that may be saved after the collapse.
More than 250,000 people have died in Syria's 4.5-year conflict, which has turned millions of others into refugees across the region. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Moscow.
Africa has marked a full year since its last recorded case of polio, a key step in the future eradication of the disease. The last recorded case of polio in the continent was in Somalia last year, following an outbreak in the Horn of Africa region 2 years ago that left more than 200 people paralyzed. The Somali government is not yet declaring the disease completely eradicated from the country. Several wildfires in California have burned more than 800 square kilometers, including an area north of Napa Valley that nearly doubled in size overnight, threatening 50 homes and prompting mandatory evacuation orders. The blaze, fueled by erratic winds, forced some residents to evacuate their homes for a second time in 2 weeks, as more than 1,100 firefighters battled to contain it. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.